All right, it's Friday. It is Football Friday. Of course, Football Friday is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember, Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. But Friday is more than just Football Friday. It's a Westbrook Friday. We bring in number 36 every Friday from 4 to 5, brought to us by Landis Block. Get your jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. Brian, you saw a team get back and right the ship a little bit last night by doing what they should have done, demolishing a bad football team.
Good afternoon, Mikey Mish. You're absolutely right about that. It feels good to have a victory Friday. Finally, a victory Friday, a win after a big-time victory against the worst football team I've seen in a long time.
I did the same thing. They've got to be the worst team in the league.
I just don't understand. Listen, when you get a new coach, you're supposed to be playing for your job. Because when you bring a new coach in, just players should understand he has no, he doesn't have any value. I don't have any value to him. And so that at that point, I got to go out there and show him that I belong on this team because I was drafted by another guy. I have to go out there and show him. We saw a football team in the Giants that just quit. They are terrible.
They are god awful. So let's look at the good things the Eagles did last night, because they on every phase, really, they played very well. Their offensive line was banged up. Lane Johnson a little banged up, but they protected pretty well. Carson took over a game like we've seen Carson in before, that great throw across his body which gets him started. The defensive line got pressure on Eli to the point where he didn't want to play football. I've never seen anything like it. And then guys covered, and Darby especially had a great game. So what did you see last night that they did well?
Well, you're absolutely right about Eli. He just kind of quit. But I think this team, and they always have been built this way, they're built around their defense. Their defense leads them. And what you saw yesterday was their defense allowed them to get out to an early lead with the big time interception early on in the football game. Now your offense is playing from the 13-yard line. You're playing downhill. You get a quick seven with the touchdown to Jeffrey. Then you come back, touchdown Clement. And then at that point, you're up 14-3 in the first quarter. That's the type of football that this team is built for, playing from ahead. Because now, as an offensive play caller, Doug Peterson called a totally different game than you've seen in the last couple of weeks. This defense played downhill instead of being reactive. Our front four is saying, listen, they're not going to run the football. We need to get out there to quarterback. It was a totally different game because the defense started it differently, and that's because they went after Eli Manning early in the game and affected him early. They got the interception. That was a big-time play.
Yeah, it was. It was a bad throw by Eli because he threw it to the wrong shoulder, and the ball pops up in the air. And Grishay Hill one of many is right. I was stunned by the one though, the Eagles where Wentz, who really should have been picked a couple of times in that first half, when he got his arm hit, but the ball goes up like a punt. The Giants have no idea where the ball is. Now, they're the defensive team. They should be following the ball, right? Aguilar tracks it, goes like around the block to catch it. And right there, I said, well, you know who's going to win this game. This game is over already. They were just more alert than the Giants were.
Yeah, the Giants defense played with no energy. And you know what we saw? I think we saw a hungry Eagles team. And we haven't seen a team with that much energy, especially on a short week. I mean, I didn't think our team was going to be able to come up without that type of energy on a short week. But we showed we are a much better disciplined team. We have much more heart, and we went out there and played like we wanted to win. That kind of shows me something. Hey, listen, the Giants are not world beaters. They're much closer to the Bad News Bears than anything we'll play the rest of the season. But this was a good building block on a short week to play a bad team to try to get our confidence back after losing two games in a row. This was a good win for this football team.
All right, now I got to ask you, where do you think they are now? Because it's tough to measure when you beat a bad football team. You're supposed to do, good teams do that to bad football teams.
Of course.
But now when you look down the road and, you know, all the angst that we had going into that game and where we thought the Eagles were or where they weren't, where do you think they are now as far as the rest of the schedule goes?
Well, I told you last week that if this team wants to win, playoff wins, things like that, what we are expecting this team to do, Carson Wentz has to play like a madman. He has to play like Aaron Rodgers plays. He has to carry his football team. And one thing, and I still believe that, and I think yesterday was a start to that process. One thing I didn't anticipate is the play of Alshon Jeffrey. I think Alshon, these last couple games, has made this offense look totally different. I think he looks faster than he did last year. I think he's not a possession receiver. He's a guy that can go get it at any situation. He also is going to be very good on the quick slant. So I think that's going to help and help Nelson Agholor, for one. We've seen him with the big catch yesterday on the deflection. But I think that's going to help stabilize this offense, but also give Carson Wentz another outlet besides Zach Ertz to throw the ball to. So I think that's important. I think this team right now, it continues to be in the building stages as far as their confidence. Listen, the Giants are bad. We understand that. But this team needed that type of game to gain confidence. And hopefully that ball continues to roll. Now, we got a big game next week against the Carolina Panthers. But we have a whole 9-10 days to try to get this confidence rolling and hopefully get a little bit healthy as well.
Did last night stop you from thinking that they still needed a skill player, that they could use one?
I think any team, no matter who you are, you still need playmakers. I'm not one that thinks this team needs a running back that you're going to hand the ball to 20 times a game. I just don't think that. I think that when you have a mix of guys, and at some point Darren Sproles is going to come back, and we're not sure what he can give you. I think he can give you some situational football, some good plays there. But I think the way that Doug wants to run this team is not one guy getting 20 carries. He wants to have a couple guys getting 10, 15 carries and roll them in and out of the game. To me, that's where this team has been successful. Now, think about this, and we're talking about Le'Veon, we talk about McCoy. Those are guys that you're going to give the ball 15, 20 times a game, every single game. I don't think that's the way this team is built. And so as far as a playmaker in the backfield, I don't think this team is willing to give up draft picks to go get one. Now, if you're talking about someone on the outside, I still think you can never have enough receivers that can go get you the ball, that can score touchdowns and man-to-man and take it the distance. I still would be looking for that guy.
Really?
Hard to come by.
That's interesting. You would go more at the wide receiver than the running back, even though, and I hear what you're saying about what he does offensively, but what the running back stabilized that, make it easier on Carson Wentz as a quarterback where he wouldn't have to drop back 50 times a game?
Well, I think it would, but again, I think this thing has to be built for the long term. And I can't sit here and say that we're a running back away from winning the championship. Again, we haven't played good for a long time here, the last couple of weeks. Yesterday was the first time in 3 weeks that we've played, well enough to say we're even close to talking about playoffs and the Super Bowl potentially. But I just don't think that we're a running back away of being that team in the NFC as one of the best. I truly believe that if we find a receiver, and this is hard part at this point in the season, if we could find a playmaking receiver, a speed guy, that would help this team a lot more, especially with a quarterback that you're willing to line up and drop back 30, 40 times a game. I think a receiver will help this team a lot more than a guy that you're going to hand the ball 20 times a game. I just don't think that's what we need.
All right, let me ask you, you're a very successful running back in this league, and you saw a guy last night. Now, I have gone out on a limb saying he is the best running back prospect to ever come into the NFL. And I think I can back that up.
Without a whole season?
I'm talking about the skill set bringing into the league without the result, okay? Yeah. Without looking at, because people, have the familiarity of a running back who has been successful in the NFL. I'm talking about coming into the league. Has there ever been a guy like this guy, ever?
That's a tough question. I think when you talk about skill set as a grown man coming into the league, you have to mention guys like Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Didn't catch the ball out of the backfield.
Didn't catch the ball out of the backfield very well. And I also think that, the way that they're trying to use him there is because Eli can't throw the ball down the field. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part. I think Edgerrin James certainly is a guy that can catch the ball out of the
backfield. Not as powerful.
Speed and power.
Not as powerful. Come on, Brian. Not as powerful. 230 pounds. Bench press is 800.
Okay. What about... I'm trying to think of someone as powerful.
You can't.
Earl Campbell, yeah.
Earl Campbell, powerful, didn't have the speed.
Marshall Faulk, he's not powerful. I know that. Right. What about Eric Dickerson? Would you give me Eric Dickerson?
No.
What?
Eric Dickerson wasn't as powerful as Saquon Barkley.
How do you measure power?
Dude, the guy's 230 pounds with thighs like tree trunks.
Yeah.
Those other running backs didn't have that.
No, I agree. Well, if that's how you're measuring it by the size of his thighs.
No. I'm measuring him by the power. He's powerful and faster than everybody. I don't understand why this is so hard for people to understand. There has never been a guy like this.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he's a really good player. I mean, we're talking about powerful. Adrian Peterson ran with a lot of power, especially coming
to
the league.
He did, but he didn't have the overall skill set that Barkley has, because Barkley's got soft hands.
Yeah,
we'll see. So you just don't want to give it up, because I know why. You're just like everybody else.
What's that?
Well, you know why. I want you to say it.
I do not know
why. You know, yeah, you do. It's the Penn State bias.
Penn State?
It's a Penn State bias. You don't even know you have it, and you have it.
I don't have a problem with Penn State.
Yes, you do.
I do not. I don't like Penn State because you went there.
No.
But besides that, I like Penn State.
You have the Penn State bias, just like everybody else. Nobody will admit it. They have it.
I like good players, and I think Saquon is a fabulous player.
I can't believe that you, of all people, really would not recognize this guy has the best skill set ever to come into the NFL.
I don't think that the quality, this is the one thing that you're putting a lot of emphasis on, the strength. The strength. He has the most strength.
Dude, he's 230 pounds and he runs a 4.2. There's never been anybody like that.
The strength.
For the record.
Here you go. Here comes another Penn State bias.
For the record, he ran a 4.4. He says he can run 4.2.
Yeah, well,
we've never seen him run 4.2.
I saw him run 4.2.
Mike was at the pro day.
I went to the pro day. I saw him run 4.2.
I think you could certainly make the argument that Adrian Peterson had a very good rookie year.
He had hands like Dikembe Mutombo.
I think you can make the argument that Barry had a very good rookie year.
Bag was 200 pounds.
I think you can make the argument that Eric Dickerson probably had the best
rookie year. Eric Dickerson ran high, never ran through people.
Well, 1,800 yards.
I get it, but I'm talking about the overall skill set.
What about Herschel Walker?
Herschel Walker couldn't catch a cold. All right, they never threw to Herschel Walker ever.
You know why? Because they didn't have to.
Because he couldn't catch it.
You know why? You know why a Saquon has 40 catches right now? Because they have to throw the ball to him.
But they can. They use it because they can.
They have to. They have no choice. I don't want to talk about the dog.
Just give it up.
Saquon.
Just give it up.
Yeah.
I know why. Let's go to Eric in Central Jersey. Eric, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Eric?
How you guys doing today?
What's going on, Eric? How you doing?
Good. A couple points to make real quick. First of all, I've been on hold and listening, and I can't get over the Sheldon Brown, Reggie Bush call. That was great.
I
was laughing for like 10 minutes myself in the car. It was great. But besides that, real quick, the game last night, I think that a lot's being said about the Giants stinking. Yeah, they stink, everything like that. I mean, we're talking about going in and having Carolina home and, you know, see how it goes and everything like that. I mean, the Giants put up 31 in Carolina. I think the Giants were in a mode where they thought they had something going, and I can't downplay every facet of the game last night worked for the Eagles, and they played well. So I don't think it's all just that they stink. I think that the Eagles played a phenomenal game. And
yeah, they stink. Make no mistake about it. They stink.
The Eagles
played well, but they stink. Come on, bro. They're the worst team in the league.
I got you. But I mean, 31 against Carolina in Carolina a week prior?
Yeah, but they stink. They're awful. They have four players on the whole team.
I'm going to get off that point, but real quick, get into the, I don't know if you heard any more. I know I talked to you yesterday about it and everything like that, and everybody's saying they don't know about the fact. The Le'Veon Bell thing, I think, is Howie Roseman is playing it perfectly right now, because apparently there's a report out from Albert Breer saying that the Steelers were waiting on their callback, and that Howie kind of played it as, oh, we're going to see how this week goes, and then we're on a short week, and we'll see how it goes. His salary's going down that they're going to have to pay. Also, putting out the McCoy thing, that's throwing it out there that maybe they're not that into Le'Veon Bell or they're not that serious about it, which could make the Steelers maybe budge on what their asking price is. And I think it's still a real possibility in that situation.
Well, I hope
and
it
also,
is.
Real quick, I just want to add, the Penn State bias is definitely a real thing.
It's a totally real thing.
I think the bias is coming from you.
From me? It's not coming from me. I'm merely stating facts.
I agree with the caller. The caller makes the point.
I'm merely stating facts. Dude, you can't come up with a player who had comparable skills to this.
Herschel Walker did.
No, Herschel Walker did not. He never caught the ball, ever.
Mike, I'm trying. See, I want to be on your side. But he had like 70-some catches.
He didn't catch the ball in college, ever.
I'm talking about he had 70 as a rookie. So okay, they must have had skills.
Coming into the league, he wasn't known as a guy who could catch the ball out of the backfield.
Because he was so explosive as a runner. 75 catches as a rookie right. tells me the guy could catch.
Okay. 75 catches as a rookie is impressive.
Okay. All right. Okay.
He had 75 as an Eagle. He could catch.
But coming into the league, the knock on him was he couldn't catch it out of the backfield.
That was a mistake.
All right. Well, then maybe it was a mistake.
He could catch.
I'm talking about coming into the league. Vicente and Lansdowne, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Vicente.
Hola, amigo, Mike. Me.
What's going on, Vicente?
Señor Brian Westbrook, ¿cómo está?
¿Cómo está?
I'm so pumped out of the win, you know. It was so nice to see finally the Eagles pulling through as a real champions. And, you know, I want to have a question for Mr. Westbrook.
Yeah, go ahead, Vicente.
Probably you heard the comments from Corey Clement directly to Howie Roseman, telling him that he and Smallwood came up big and they don't need a running back. What is your comment? Does Howie still pursue Le'Veon or brings back LeSean McCoy?
Well, I tell you, I didn't expect anything else coming from Corey. I think any competitor would say, listen, why would you go get somebody else when you have me right here? I like that type of confidence. I expected that from Corey. And I still think Corey's a very good player. We just haven't seen him take us to that next level. These other guys that we're talking about, they've been on that level for a long time and have produced in the NFL. They're the next level of players. Corey's just not there yet. He's, you know, he hasn't been the starter long enough, hasn't produced enough in the league, and so it's a little bit different.
Yeah, but he put up like 43 yards and Smallwood, you know, Smallwood came out big with 51 yards. So they're doing the job.
But you got to look at the averages, Vicente. You see how many times they carried? They averaged 3.0 yards per carry, both running backs. Okay. That's not going to cut it. You can't look at their yards. They had 18 carries Smallwood had for 51 yards. That's less than 3 yards.
Yeah. Mike Smith.
Yes.
I wanted to mention, when you played Their Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to ask you if you know what is the middle name of Stevie Wonder.
What is the middle name of Stevie Wonder?
Yes.
I have no idea. What's his middle name?
Steven and Jukin Morris. That's his real name. Born in Saginaw, Michigan.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. my friend, an American guy, used to call me when I was 15 years old, playing the piano. He used to call me Stevie. That was my nickname.
Yes, Stevelin Hardaway.
That's not true.
Stevelin Hardaway true. Morris is his name. It's Stephen Hardaway Morris. What did he say it was?
I don't know.
It wasn't Hardaway.
It was not Hardaway.
It's Stevelin Hardaway Morris.
Is it Stevelin or Stevelin?
Well, it's Stevland.
Stevelin.
Stevelin Hardaway Morris.
It's a nice name.
Stevie Wonder. What?
I want to tell you about the game. I mean, before we start singing Stevie Wonder songs, I want to tell you about this.
Yeah.
This is what I think the difference was. We talked about the secondary play much better. Jalen Mills came back. But I think the defensive line played a totally different type of game. Fletcher Cox set the tone, of course. I think Michael Bennett had his best game as an Eagle. But Derek Barnett quietly continues to contribute to that defensive line. He's getting pressure. He's playing that Vinnie Curry type of role where he's going to get a couple sacks here and there, but he's pressuring the quarterback, making him move. And I think he certainly has to be pointed out there as a player that continues to help that defensive line progress and get better every single game.
Yeah, and Bennett played very well last night, too.
No, he did. Yeah, he absolutely did.
It was a dumb play because he's going to get a flag with that weight, that body weight tackle. They're going to call that. So it was foolish.
Well, here's my thing about that. I think there are times where there's quarterbacks where you say, you know what? If I hit him, it's going to affect his entire game.
Yeah.
Eli's one of those guys.
So you take the 15 yards with that in mind.
Take the 15-yarder, and then just punish him. And then you don't have to worry about Eli for the rest of the game. You see it. Mm-hmm. You saw that. Chucking and ducking. He doesn't want to stand in the pocket and throw the football. He just looked bad yesterday.
Yeah. But Steve Wonder's from Saginaw, Michigan.
Really?
Yes. So what? I had two Philadelphia connections to Saginaw, Michigan.
How many kids does Stevie Wonder have? 11, 12 kids?
What?
Yeah, and he keeps on getting married, too. He's going through the wives. Yeah.
He's got nine
children.
Yeah, one of them's got to be.
He does?
Yeah, one has to be about Brian's kids' age.
I didn't know that.
So you got young kids like Brian.
They are. Stevie Wonder is about his business.
He is. Right. You don't have to know where you're going.
Right. Oh, by the way, I think Stevie Wonder can see. I want to put that on the record.
Now, stop it.
I've always thought that. I think Stevie Wonder can see.
Oh, my God.
All right.
If I find out that Stevie Wonder can sing, then I'm going to jump out this
song. Come on, Tyrone, stop.
I really think that.
Don't tarnish Stevlin Hardaway Morris.
He's still the greatest.
There's
the greatest
YouTube,
living artist.
There's YouTube videos that kind of put together a good case for it.
He once shot a foul shot and kept his hand up. Mm-hmm. How'd he know how to do that? How'd he know to do that? The man can't see yet. He shoots a foul shot and keeps his hand up on a follow through. How did he know how to do that? Stevie can see. No.
That's how you visualize a shot. That's what Markelle Fultz should be doing.
How'd he visualize it? He can visualize. You say that with a blind man? Anyway, visualize.
Anyway, before we get to a break, the connection to Saginaw, Michigan, Brian, Saginaw State, Todd Harriman.
That's right, Todd Harriman.
And Mark Macon, the Temple great,
really?
Was from Saginaw, Michigan.
Remember Mark Macon?
How about that? 610-632-0975. Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly with Brian Westbrook till 5.
Chemistry, this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Robbins Diamonds in tax-free Delaware with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins Delaware Diamonds. Eagles are back on top of the NFC East after beating the Giants last night 34-13. Carson Wentz finished the game 26 of 36 passing for 278 yards, three touchdowns, two of them to Alshon Jeffrey. He spoke on their chemistry.
I mean, you could say that. You could say familiarity. I mean, obviously, we still didn't get a huge offseason together. We were both rehabbing and stuff. So I think just last year, just playing games on the field, just getting more comfortable with each other as the year went on. I think that paid huge dividends.
Brian Westbrook joins Mike today until 5. The South Pal Football Hour is tonight with Wendell Smallwood from 6 to 7, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant in South Philly. Flyers hit the ice against Vegas tomorrow 1. You can hear that game right here on The Fanatic. Missed any of our shows today? Check out 97.5thefanatic.com or download our app for all podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Misanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, it's Mike Misanelli here for Landis Block and Concrete. There is nothing like having a beautiful backyard. You can sit back there and do anything you want. Friends can come over. You can entertain. You cook on an outdoor kitchen. You have a glass of wine. You turn on The Fanatic on the app. You listen to us. Don't waste the backyard space you have when you can turn it into your own personal paradise. Just look at my guys at Landis Block and call and start getting some ideas. Landis Block is your resource center for all outdoor living. You just need imagination and space. And Landis will help you figure out what you can do. If you're a do-it-yourself kind of guy, they have easy-to-assemble grill and fire pit kits and classes to teach you how to put it together. Or they can get a contractor to install your retaining wall and sealers that you need to finish your current project. If you're tired of being inside all the time, move it outside. Don't waste away your years with a big backyard that you can't enjoy. Check out the photo gallery at LandisBC.com and start imagining your dream backyard. That's LandisBC.com. It's Landis Block, jaw-dropping outdoor paradise.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A Geico local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing, keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my nose!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
What are you writing on your napkin?
I'm adding up my checking account rewards.
Rewards?
Sure. Arden Credit Union's free checking pays me serious cash every month for buying things with my debit card.
Stop free checking with rewards. Next, you'll be talking unicorns.
It's true. I do a few things to qualify, stuff I do anyway, and then I earn cash back. Plus, I get refunds on ATM fees.
Is your checking account paying you? Visit ardencu.org to learn about Arden's cashback checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
Grit. It's not just a word. It's a way to live. At Arden Credit Union, we believe that having the perseverance and passion to never quit in the face of adversity says a lot about a person. This fall, Arden Credit Union wants to reward local high school athletes with grit. Does your son or daughter have an unwavering work ethic on and off the field? Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/grit to nominate your student athlete with grit. And your kid could win a $100 gift card courtesy of Arden Credit Union.
You care about your car, so you take it to the best mechanic. You love your dog, so you take it to a vet you trust. So why go with just anyone when it comes to your insurance? With a local Allstate agent, you get expert advice you can trust and the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them the most.
Call a Philadelphia area Allstate agent today to get local expert advice on the best coverage for you. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
These are the moments sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Attention! Busch Auto Group has acquired a special allocation of new and pre-owned vehicles. Fact. For one day only, there will be record low pricing of up to $12,000 off every new and used car in stock. Fact. This one-day event takes place Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at one of their four great locations. Exton Nissan. Nissan 422 of Limmer. Infinity of Westchester and Infinity of Ardmore. Visit BushAutoGroup.com for details. And remember, you'll save big at Busch this Saturday. That's a fact.
With the new Express Sports football and car racing from the Pennsylvania Lottery, you can play your favorite sports at participating retailers, bars, and restaurants. Make your picks on your placelet, like touchdown pass on the third play, or the first three cars across the finish line, and watch the fast-paced, lifelike action on the big screen. With drawings for cash prizes every 5 minutes, there's never a dull moment. Come on. Come on. Yes!
Express Sports from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Compete from your seat. Players must be 18 or older. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Philly's official Flyers station, 97.5. The Fanatic.
It's 4:30 on a Football Friday. Brian Westbrook joins us from 4 to 5 every Friday, and it's this time of the show where we go into our Fearless Locks of the Week, presented by McCausland Lock Services, 50% off car keys and remotes online at 4carkeys.com. There it is. The music. All right, Brian, are you ready for your three selections?
You know what, Mike? First, I want to say this. I want to apologize to the people that have had faith in me because I haven't been producing the way that I should. However, this week I went back to basics.
Oh, you did?
I went back to basics, some football 101 that came up with three fabulous picks.
Okay. All right, let's go with them.
My first pick, I'm going to start in South Beach, where the Chicago Bears are going down to visit the Miami Dolphins. Mm-hmm. The Bears are favored by 3.5. Mm-hmm. However, this is what I know about Miami. They're at home. They play totally different at home. They had two tough road games against New England and Cincy. Uh-huh. Chicago could never duplicate what they did against Tampa Bay the last time they played. Miami wins that game at home.
Win the game outright. Plus 3.5. You know, I've got the other side of that game, but I think I might have to change it. You'll see a graphic on TV. I think we're going to change my pick in mid-form because Brian just polluted it. You just polluted it. I was going to go. But you know what? I'll go head-to-head with you. Go ahead. What's your second pick?
All right. Whatever that is all about. Mm-hmm. Carolina at Washington. I can't believe that the Washington Redskins are favored by a point at home against Carolina. Mm-hmm. The last time they played, Carolina whipped their butt. In Washington, lost to Indy at home. I can't believe that happened. I think Carolina, Cam Newton, Christian McCaffrey go down there. They're getting Thomas Davis back. That's going to slow down the run for the Washington Redskins. The Carolina Panthers go on the road and get a win outright.
That's another outright. That's a plus one for Carolina. You're going outright. All right, what's your third one?
And lastly, this is a big-time Sunday night football game. And I got to go with Big Red, my favorite coach in football history.
Oh, we're going
Kansas City at New England.
On two of these games. Now.
That's right. We're going head-to-head, just as I suspected. Kansas City beats New England in Foxborough.
Three outrights are going. That never happens.
Right. Oh, yeah.
All right, so you got Kansas City plus 3.5. All right, let's go to my selections. As I usually throw a college play in there, and I will do the same because this game is just smacking me over the head. I can't believe the line on it. Wisconsin is ranked 15th in the nation, Michigan 13th. And Michigan, Brian, is a current 10-point favorite against Wisconsin. The line started at 6.5. It zoomed up to 10. Michigan destroys them. That's what that line tells me. Yep. I'll take Michigan minus the 10 in the big house against Wisconsin.
Wisconsin must have some kids going to be suspended for the game or something.
I don't know. 6.5 to 10. That tells me a Michigan rout. All right, let's go to the NFL. I'm not that great on my NFL picks this week. I don't have a lot of belief in, but I'll go head-to-head with you. The Chicago Bears, I don't know what they're all about. They must be pretty good. This game started at -1. The people are betting the Bears, so that gets my attention. I'll take the Bears minus the 3.5 against the lousy Miami Dolphins. Lousy. I'll take them.
They're only loving the Bears because they put up 48 points against Tampa Bay. That was Tampa Bay's defense stink.
I don't know what the Bears are all about, but this will be a test play for me. All right, now, finally, I'm going to go head-to-head with you again on this one because I've got a stat that you don't. New England is favored by 3.5, right? Here's the stat. Against New England, in New England, Bill Belichick versus a quarterback who's under 25 years old, like Pat Mahomes, 23-0. They bottle up young quarterbacks. So I'm going to ride the New England Patriots 23-0 at home against young quarterbacks. I'll take New England minus the 3.5.
You know what that pick's going to do for you? That's going to get me texting you all night long, Sunday night, talking trash. That's what that's going to get you.
Listen, you talk trash. If I lose this game, I've earned the loss. But I've done some research. I'm just not going to go with, I like Big Red.
My research, you saw what happened the first game of the season last year.
Big Red was my coach. I got to stick with Big Red. All right, that
the
is
the best offense in the league.
I know. We'll see in New England Hollywood that best offense is like. That are our plays of the week brought to us by McCaws and Lock Services. 50% off car keys and remotes online at 4carkeys.com. One open line, 610-632-0975. Brian Westbrook told 5 with us today. Brian in Middletown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Brian?
Mikey Mess, what's up, my brother?
How you doing, man?
All is well, man. Brian Westbrook, always a pleasure.
Thank you,
talking
brother.
Talking to you guys. Hey, listen, man, I'm not going to allow you guys to kind of rain on the win last night. First of all, you don't get extra points for who you play against and who you win. This is a marathon. You have to string together wins. Last season, when the Eagles went 13-3, yeah, they beat some bad teams as well. Arizona, Denver, Chicago. All right, but then when they lost the game to Dallas at the end, you know, the world was falling apart. So to me, it's all about winning the division. And once you get into the dance, I'm like you, Brian Westbrook. Yeah, I want to win the Super Bowl this year. I'm not conceding anything. As a matter of fact, this is the best time to go all in while your quarterback is still in his rookie contract. That's why Seattle was able to do this with Russell Wilson. When he was on that rookie contract, you're able to pay some other guys some money. If you look at the Los Angeles Rams, they've added a lot of older players on the defense. They're trying to win it this year. So, damn it, we're the Super Bowl champs.
Right. Brian, listen. I agree with you on almost every point, because a good team is supposed to beat a bad team like that, and they dominated a bad team. But please, let's not mistake the fact that the Giants absolutely stink.
Oh, they do, no doubt about it.
They're awful.
Yeah, they are awful, and part of the reason why they're awful is because of their quarterback play. I mean, that was the difference. See, the fact that we have a young quarterback who can get out of trouble. Okay, that's what makes Kansas City so special with Patrick Mahomes. You know, just because you rush him doesn't mean you get him.
Yeah, but they also have weapons. And see, that's what I'm concerned about. I already know about Carson Wentz. I know what he's going to do. I know he's going to pull Rabbit out of a lot of plays he did last year. But I would be a little more secure if they had Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt and dudes like that. So, I mean, that's why, you know, when you look at the Eagles, yeah, they're going to win their division. I don't think there's any question. It just comes out to what the win total is going to be for them to get a favorable seed. And that's really what it's all about in the NFL playoffs, isn't it?
I think one of the things that Howie said, I believe last January, probably the year before, was we need home field advantage. And when you watch these games throughout the league, home field advantage basically dictates everything that goes on in the league, especially in the playoffs. You saw the advantage when Minnesota had to come here last year. That's what I think we really are fighting for. We have to find a way to get home field advantage. I don't know that we're out of that race right now, but we got to go on a tear to be able to get that. Of course, just I agree with you. We are the best team in our division. But we have to find a way to try to get home field advantage. That's the key.
All right. Let's go to Bob and Delco. Bob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Bob?
Mike, you missed. How you doing, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, I thought the same thing last night watching Saquon. I couldn't figure out a fact who was ever better, but then it hit me. There is one guy, bigger, faster, stronger. He played two sports. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about now. His career was a little clouded with injury, but it's so jacked.
Yeah, but everybody's bringing up Bo, but Bo did not catch the ball out of the backfield like Saquon Barkley can.
Oh, man.
He just didn't. This guy does everything, and he does it with 4.2 speed at 230 pounds. There's never been a specimen like that.
I agree. I think he's going to be one of the greats.
I don't know if he's going to be one of the greats. I'm just talking about coming into the league, the skill set he brought into the league. I understand. I have respect for these guys. They played a career, and they went to the Hall of Fame. I get that. I'm not saying he's going to do that. He might not.
No, like I said, I just thought that was a good comparison.
Yeah.
But switching topics here. Had anyone heard anything? Are the Eagles possibly looking at signing a tackle with the trade deadline approaching with Peters lingering injury and obviously Lane Johnson with the high ankle sprain?
Yeah, you're going to get a guy who's not, nobody gives up a starting tackle.
No.
So probably not.
What about, would you move Brooks to the outside and try to put Peters inside?
No, Brooks is a guard. He's not a tackle. You can't be messing around with guards to tackle.
Yeah, I hear something I was concerned about. All right.
It's concerning because Jason Peters, I said a couple weeks ago, he's going to be in and out of the lineup with these little nicky injuries that he has.
Yeah. I think Jason, here's the thing about Jason. He's given up the inside. You can tell that his right leg, whether his quad or his knee, is just not healthy right now. So he's given up the inside a little bit more than I've seen him give it up in the past. Mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised by that. The other thing that I'm seeing from almost all of the offensive linemen is that they're not punching anymore. And I think Trey talks about this all the time. Mm-hmm. But, when you punch, you don't allow a guy to get into your chest. When you allow a guy to get into your chest, then you'll be able to be pulled all the way, pushed all the way back to the quarterback. And so a lot of times when you're seeing some pressure on Carson, which I think he did a great job of getting out of, you're seeing guys get pushed all the way back, not just getting beat. They're getting pushed all the way back to the quarterback. And so, listen, Lane went out there and braved it out on a high ankle sprain. I've had those. It's tough to do it. I appreciate what he did. I think Jason continues to try to fight to save his career towards the end of his career. I appreciate what he's doing. I just think we all have to do a better job offensively with the offensive line, especially against better teams to protect our
quarterback. Absolutely. I mean, it's a test. They're going to play two better teams coming up.
No doubt about it.
We'll see what happens. 610-622-0975. We have Brian Westbrook till 5 on the Mike Missanelli Show right here on Football Fridays, and we're back after this.
Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Football Friday is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law. The power of justice. For accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse, remember Rosenbaum. Over 2 decades helping our community.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects, destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at PennMedicine.org/proton.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. Switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal. For a limited time, get started with 150 megabit internet for $89.95 per month when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. That's a $600 savings. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 10-12-18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Connection for backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Would you like to see actual magic? All you have to do is call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and prepare to be amazed. We make junk disappear right before your eyes. All you have to do is point, send us a signal, and we'll be there in clean, shiny trucks
and snappy, happy uniforms.
Point at anything you wish was gone. Gone!
We're really good at this.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Electrical contractors in the know that Denny Electric Supply is always the first call for every job. Family owned and operated since 1938, Denny Electric Supply has 8 area locations with early morning and Saturday hours, plus on-site delivery right to your job. Denny is proud to stock Eaton wiring devices, breakers and load centers, B-line enclosures, fuses, and more. Denny Electric Supply, the professional's choice for fast, friendly service for over 75 years. Shop in person or online at DennyElectricSupply.com.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom. Oh. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Brian Westbrook live on the Mike Missinelli Show, presented by Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at landisbc.com.
Well, there's nothing better than driving in a Mercedes-Benz. It's a smooth ride guaranteed, like an escape. I hop into my Mercedes-Benz GLC, I plug in the Apple CarPlay, hit the playlist I'm in the mood for, and just drive. Now, if you're looking for a new car that will help you escape, maybe you want to forget you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic, or you need time to decompress after a hard day at work, well, you'll immediately feel better when you get into the luxury of a Mercedes-Benz. Go see my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. They'll help find the perfect car for you. Whether you're looking to lease or buy, with three dealerships, they have the inventory that can't be beat by any other Mercedes dealer in the Delaware Valley. From the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLA and GLC family SUVs, I promise you won't be disappointed shopping at any of their dealerships. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Check them out online at yourmercedes.com. And when you go over there and test drive it, tell them Mike Miss sent you.
Entertaining, informative, fun. 97.5, The Fanatic.
4:46. Mike Missinelli Show on a Football Friday. Brian Westbrook, just a few minutes more before we get back to the calls. And Brian, let's get the Twitter poll update from Natalie, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Nat, what do the numbers say?
So the numbers on today's poll, which was, are the Eagles back? Over 1,300 votes today, 64% saying yes, this will continue, 36% saying no, and that they need to see more.
All right. It would help if they added a player. I'm still not, that game last night did not get me off of that. But, Brian, Carson Wentz numbers on third down. 13 of 14, 167 yards, 2 touchdowns on third down. He had been completing only 44% of his third down passes, and they also utilized play action. 12 for 14 for 155 and a TD using play action in this game. What was the difference on third down?
Carson was just on fire. And again, this is what I was talking about. In a couple of them, Alshon just used his body to out-muscle a defender, which I think he continued to do. You remember the play where Carson got a little bit of pressure, but he was trying to hit Alshon the entire way over the football. And so he kind of side-armed it to him over the, he was just hot. And this is the type of play that we have to have from Carson Wentz to continue to win. I just think that, again, the Giants defense is not very good. But Carson Wentz has the ability to get outside the pocket to affect the game on the edge. He was just accurate yesterday. That's how good Carson Wentz can be. He'll continue to get better as he gets healthier.
You ready? You ready for this number? He posted a career high QBR last night. 95.9 QBR, a career high. As well as he's played for the Eagles last night, is his career high QBR. You want to know what Eli Manning's was? Carson was 95.9, right? Just take a guess at Eli Manning. 3.6.
Wow.
3.6.
What?
Single digits.
I after watching the game, I probably should have guessed that because he was just awful. There were points where I'm wondering, can he throw the ball 20, 30 yards down the field? I seriously doubt that.
And
he
you saw that scared look on his face. I mean, that's got to translate to other players. Just didn't look like he wanted to play at all last night.
Well, to that point, Mike, this is why it's so important, and Doug always talks about, every coach talks about it, a fast start. And this really what has happened to us the last couple games before the Giants game. We didn't have a fast start, and our quarterback was getting hit early on in the game. So your play caller calls different plays. Your quarterback does a lot of crazy things that doesn't do the right thing. And we've seen that the last couple weeks. We affected Eli early in that football game. That's why that game looked the way that it did, especially from the defensive perspective. Kudos to our defensive line and Jim Schwartz in that defense.
All right, let's get back to the phones and go to Joe from the Turnpike. Joe, what's up, man?
Mike.
How you doing?
It's Job.
See, now you're messing with me now.
Why
See,
would I be
you're messing with it? This is the same guy. This is Job or Job. This is not Job. Last week you were Job.
No, I didn't call him last week. I had
2 weeks ago.
Me and telling me there's a Job calling in.
All right. Now you got me. You got me all screwed up here. All right. Go ahead, Job.
I want to hear what your thoughts are in terms of prioritizing. Oh, by the way, B West, huge fan. Job is a huge fan. I don't know about Job.
Job's
I want to see what you hear about prioritizing what this team needs between a safety, a wide receiver, and a running back. Where do you prioritize the three? And B West, what do you think the team's options are in those three facets?
Question.
Well, I think that I would start with a wide receiver, then safety, and then probably a running back at that point, because I think they will get Sproles back at some point and get a little relief there. He'll help you out a little bit. Again, the running back position will be running back by committee all season long, so that I just don't think they're going to pay a guy a bunch of money. Safety-wise, you know, I think Maddox has done a decent job. I mean, I don't think he's the biggest guy. He's not the biggest guy. I think he does a pretty good job of staying in the middle of the field and covering. And then there was a couple of times that Rasul Douglas, and it's weird because a lot of people don't have they're not very high on Rasul Douglas. But when you see him back there, he covers an awful lot of ground from that safety position, which is is something that I like from my safeties. And I still think offensively, you're going to have to go against teams like the Rams, like Kansas City, if you get to the Super Bowl, and you're going to have to score an awful lot of points. Those teams put up points. We're going to have to be able to do that consistently. You need another outside weapon, in my opinion.
All right. By the way, Job was the wisdom man for the Bible, right?
Patience.
You also have wisdom. Wasn't it Job that had the wisdom?
I think he had both.
Yeah, there's a whole chapter in the Bible on Job's wisdom.
The book of Job.
Sayings, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right, because I don't want to get him confused with Lot. Lot was the pillar of salt, right? The wife turned into a pillar of salt. She looked back.
Yeah.
All right, now we're all straight. Alex in Frankfurt. Alex, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Alex?
Good afternoon.
Good.
Guru,
good
Mr.
on, Alex. How are you,
buddy?
Sir? Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, gotcha.
Got it. Oh, okay. I heard a little blank spot. Good afternoon to everyone. B. West, how are you, sir? Killer B.
Doing well.
Good. I just really had a question, and either one of y'all can answer it. As far as, like, say hypothetically, they don't get no one, and they got to go with who they have to go with. As far as the backs and everything concerned, how far do you realistically see them getting in the playoffs if they get in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like with the current group of people.
I think they win the division. I think they are the best team in their division. I think they win the first playoff game at home. They will get a home playoff game. The problem that I have with the team is going on the road and trying to win the game. And right. That's going to really depend on who you play. I got to mention this. I think Jordan Matthews, he made a couple plays yesterday as well. And so they got a bunch of guys contributing. They're doing it a different way than other teams. And so you have to be happy about that. I just wish we had that big-time player on the outside that can go get it. You know, it's 120 yards every single game, something like that. I wish we had that, just like every other team in the league.
I agree. I agree with that. By the way, I screwed up. Solomon's the wisdom guy. Solomon's the wisdom dude. Not Job. Job was the patience.
Patience, that's right.
But the other one was really the pillar.
The Lot.
That one.
Yeah, Lot's wife turned around. Wasn't supposed to turn around.
Don't turn around.
Turned to a pillar of salt.
That's right. Don't look back.
Yep. That's correct. Don't look back. And she did anyway.
You know.
And women are obstinate sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't listen.
Hey.
Sometimes they don't listen.
My wife, right, listen. I can only speak about my wife. That she sometimes it's hard for her to listen to.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, she doesn't believe me, man. I got my antics just don't fly with
you,
her.
You don't have to be less clout at home?
Nope.
No?
None. Zero. No.
You say I'm number 36?
No, doesn't work here.
Yeah.
Nope. I bet you lot whistled, and that's why she looked.
Is that what it was?
That part's left out.
Okay, like a construction worker.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. Thanks, man. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Enjoy
talk to you
your
Monday,
weekend, guys. Take care.
All right, it's Brian and Westbrook. And say goodbye to our TV audience. Thanks for watching, everybody. Mike Misnelli Show continues on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Onward and upward, this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDER. Visit GOGYDA.com. Eagles are back on top of the NFC East after beating the Giants last night 34-13. Carson Wentz finished the game 26 of 36 passing for 278 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 of them now Sean Jeffrey, and no interceptions. He spoke on building off of this win.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. Obviously, being 3-3 is a heck of a lot better than being 2-4, being 1-0 in the division. There's definitely things we can build on. We can kind of use it as momentum now and kind of point to some things that say, hey, this is who we are. Don't forget that and then build from here.
The SoPal Football Hour is tonight with Wendell Smallwood from 6 to 7, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant in South Philly. Flyers hit the ice against Vegas tomorrow at 1. You can hear that game right here on The Fanatic. Melted Asiago cheese on a freshly baked 100% clean bagel. Sound good? Visit your local Panera Bakery Cafe or order online. Panera, food as it should be. Missed any of our shows today? Check out 97.5thefanatic.com or download our app for all podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Sinelli. Great time to be in Philadelphia. On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, summer came and went. It's a genuine autumn day today. And despite your best efforts, maybe your lawn doesn't look so great. But you don't have to wait until spring to make a change. Now is the time to strike. Call my friends at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. Natural Lawn's safer, organic-based fertilizer and aeration seeding service keeps my lawn looking its best season after season. And I know they can do the same for you. They have highly trained technicians, exclusive products, top-of-the-line equipment, just a few reasons why Natural Lawn is the leader in organic-based lawn care. And autumn is the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Regardless of where you live or how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today. They will seed your lawn every year free of charge. That's right. Seed your lawn free of charge every year. Call this number. It's 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. When you call, you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Choose my lawn care company. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Love your weekly dose of Sal Pal. Tuesdays at 5:15 with Mikey Miss. Now get an entire hour of the nation's leading football expert on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Get the insights and breaking birds news that only Sal Pal can deliver. Join Sal tonight for a special edition of the Sal Pal Football Hour from Poppy's Italian Restaurant, 3120 South 20th Street in South Philly.
Presented by Gabbiano Dark Knight and Lyric by A2 Wine.
The Sal Pal Football Hour is only on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Halloween is right around the corner, and you can get into the spirit by getting to Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, on Wednesday, October 24th, for our 27th anniversary celebration. Trick or treat, join the world's most beautiful showgirls for an unforgettable evening featuring special guest host and DJ Cat Nova. Gorgeous ghouls and sexy spirits will be taking the stage all night long with an unbelievable display of Halloween hotness by Delilah's dance team. And just when you thought Halloween couldn't get any better, Delilah's presents the 10th annual Polk Championship Contest. Select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres begin at 7 p.m. Wednesday, October 24th, Delilah's presents Trick or Treat, our 27th annual anniversary party, sponsored by Grey Goose, Bacardi O'Cart, Strongbow, Samuel Adams, and Bullet Bourbon. Make your night even better by reserving a table for bottle service for your group or by visiting Delilah's.com. Delilah's, 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia. Don't miss the 2018 Trick or Treat Spectacular.
Hi, Natalie Eganoff here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager. He is so committed to this cause. He's going to donate $500 when my Turnersville Jeep tweet reaches 500 retweets. Wait till you see their huge selection of Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
George Lopez.
Other kids, you tell them, I'm going to do...